The fourth category of alternative investments is commodities. While it is possible to invest directly in commodities, such as grain and gold, the most commonly used instruments to gain exposure to commodity prices are derivatives. Commodities themselves are physical goods and thus incur costs for storage and transportation. Returns are based on price changes and not on income streams. Futures, forwards, options, and swaps are all available forms of commodity derivatives. Futures trade on exchanges. Some options trade on exchanges while others trade over the counter, and forwards and swaps are over-the-counter instruments originated by dealers. Futures and forwards are contractual obligations to buy or sell a commodity at a specified price and time. Options convey the right, but not the obligation, to buy or sell a commodity at a specified price and time. Other methods of exposure to commodities include the following. Exchange-traded funds, or commodity ETFs, are suitable for investors who are limited to buying equity shares. ETFs can invest in commodities or commodity futures and can track prices or indices. Equities that are directly linked to a commodity include shares of a commodity producer, such as an oil producer or a gold mining firm, and give investors exposure to price changes of the produced commodity. One potential drawback to commodity-linked equities is that the price movements of the stock and the price movements of the commodity may not be perfectly correlated. Managed futures funds are actively managed. Some managers concentrate on specific sectors, such as agricultural commodities, while others are more diversified. Managed future funds can be structured as limited partnerships with fees like those of hedge funds and restrictions on the number, net worth, and liquidity of the investors. They can also be structured like mutual funds with shares that are publicly traded so that retail investors can also benefit from professional management. Additionally, such a structure allows a lower minimum investment and greater liquidity compared to a limited partnership structure. Individual managed accounts provide an alternative to pooled funds for high net worth individuals and institutions. Accounts are tailored to the needs of the specific investor. Specialized funds in specific commodity sectors can be organized under any of the structures we have discussed and focus on certain commodities such as oil and gas, grains, precious metals, or industrial metals. Returns on commodities over time have been lower than returns on global stocks or bonds. Sharpe ratios for commodities as an asset class have been low due to these lower returns and the high volatility of commodities prices. As with other investments, speculators can earn high returns over short periods when their expectations about short-term commodity price movements are correct and they act on them. Historically, correlations of commodity returns with those of global equities and global bonds have been low, typically less than 0.2, so that adding commodities to a traditional portfolio can provide diversification benefits. Because commodity prices tend to move with inflation rates, holding commodities can act as a hedge of inflation risk. To the extent that commodities prices move with inflation, the real return over time would be zero, although futures contracts may offer positive real returns. Spot prices for commodities are a function of supply and demand. Demand is affected by the value of the commodity to end users and by global economic conditions and cycles. Supply is affected by production and storage costs and existing inventories. Both supply and demand are affected by the purchases and sales of speculators. For many commodities, supply is inelastic in the short run because of long lead times to alter production levels. As a result, commodity prices can be volatile when demand increases significantly over the economic cycle. Production of some commodities, especially agricultural commodities, can be significantly affected by the weather, leading to high prices when production is low and low prices when production is high. costs of extracting oil and minerals increase as more expensive methods or more remote areas are used. To estimate future needs, commodities producers analyze economic events, government policy, and forecasts of future supply. Investors analyze inventory levels, forecasts of production, changes in government policy, and expectations of economic growth in order to forecast commodity prices. The fifth category of alternative investments is infrastructure. Infrastructure investments include transportation assets such as roads, airports, ports, and railways, as well as utility assets such as gas distribution facilities, electric generation and distribution facilities, and waste disposal and treatment facilities. Other categories of infrastructure investments are communications, such as broadcast assets and cable systems, and social, such as prisons, schools, and healthcare facilities. Investments in infrastructure assets that are already constructed are referred to as brownfield investments, and investments in infrastructure assets that are to be constructed are referred to as greenfield investments. In general, investing in brownfield investments provides stable cash flows and relatively high yields, but offers little potential for growth. Investing in greenfield investments is subject to more uncertainty and may provide relatively lower yields, but offers greater growth potential. In addition to categorizing infrastructure investments by type or whether or not construction of the assets is complete, they may be categorized by their geographic location. Investment in infrastructure can be made by constructing the assets and either selling or leasing them to the government or by directly operating the assets. Alternatively, investment in infrastructure can be made by purchasing existing assets from the government to lease back to the government or operate directly. Infrastructure assets typically have a long life and are quite large in cost and scale, so direct investment in them has low liquidity. However, more liquid investments backed by infrastructure assets are available through exchange-traded funds, mutual funds, private equity funds, or master limited partnerships. Publicly traded vehicles for investing in infrastructure are a small part of the overall universe of infrastructure investments and are relatively concentrated in a few categories of assets. Investing in infrastructure assets can provide diversification benefits, but investors should be aware that they are often subject to regulatory risk, risk from financial leverage, and the possibility that cash flows will be less than expected. Investors who construct infrastructure assets have construction risk. When the assets are owned and operated by a private owner, operational risk must also be considered. The remaining category of alternative investments can be referred to as others. Various types of tangible collectibles are considered investments, including rare wines, art, rare coins and stamps, valuable jewelry and watches, and sports memorabilia. There is no income generation, but owners do get enjoyment from use, as with a collectible automobile. Storage costs may be significant, especially with art and wine. Specialized knowledge is required. The markets for many collectibles are illiquid, and gains result only from increases in the prices of these assets. The next LOS requires us to describe, calculate, and interpret management and incentive fees and net of fees returns to hedge funds. The total fee paid by investors in a hedge fund consists of a management fee and an incentive fee. The management fee is earned regardless of investment performance, and incentive fees are a portion of profits. The most common fee structure for a hedge fund is 2-20, or 2+, 2% of the value of the assets under management, plus an incentive fee of 20% of profits. Profits can be any gains in value, any gains in value in excess of the management fee, or gains in excess of a hurdle rate. A hurdle rate can be set either as a percentage or a rate plus a premium, such as LIBOR plus 2%. A hard hurdle rate means that incentive fees are earned only on returns in excess of the benchmark. A soft hurdle rate means that incentive fees are paid on all profits, but only if the hurdle rate is met. Another feature that is often included is called a high water mark. This means that the incentive fee is not paid on gains that just offset prior losses. Thus, incentive fees are only paid to the extent that the current value of an investor's account is above the highest value previously recorded. This feature ensures that investors will not be charged incentive fees twice on the same gains in their portfolio values. Investors in fund of funds incur additional fees from the managers of the funds of funds. A common fee structure from funds of funds is 1 and 10. A 1% management fee and a 10% incentive fee are charged in addition to any fees charged by the individual hedge funds within the funds of funds structure. Fee calculations for both management fees and incentive fees can differ not only by the schedule of rates, but also method of fee determination. Management fees may be calculated on either the beginning of period or end of period values of assets under management. Incentive fees may be calculated net of management fees or independent of management fees. Although the most common hedge fund fee rates tend to be the 2 and 20 and 1 and 10 for funds of funds, fee structures can vary. Price breaks to investors, competitive conditions, and historical performance can influence negotiated rates.